Well, hello there. My name is Martin Day, and this is The Ridiculousness, and this is episode 30.
R-I-D-I-C-U-L-O-U-S,
The Ridiculousness with Monday.
Right, this is now started. This is now we are running. We're good to go. Would you like to introduce yourself to the lovely, lovely people?
Hello, I'm Shell. I live in Utila in Honduras. I'm a dive instructor and I manage a dive shop.
Wow.
Hooray.
Wow.
Oh, it's called Deep Blue Divers. Deep Blue Divers, you've all got to come and dive with me. I can teach you and it'll be awesome.
Oh, absolutely. Deep Blue Divers out in Utila in Honduras. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic stuff. Yeah, is there like a Twitter? Do you have like tweets, Twitter stuff?
Everything.
Everything.
We've got Facebook, Twitter, website. We're on Hostel World. There's a whole bunch of stuff and it's, I just started there. So this is now day six of working there. And it's amazing. We're going to open, my boyfriend and I are going to open a bar and a cafe there. We're going to cook and sell stuff to our divers and anyone else who's on the island.
Oh, wow. Wow. Your adventure is continuing. This is more and more chapters keep appearing. This is fantastic stuff. But then you're always that dominant kind of person. You get out there and you kick life's ass, really. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say dominant, I'd say driven.
Driven.
Or motivated. Dominant is not what I am. Fuck no. I'll leave that to Lloyd.
Cause yes. Oh wow. This is fantastic stuff though. Absolutely fantastic stuff. So what you teach diving, right?
Yes, absolutely.
How did you get about doing that? Because you were there out in Honduras, and you started doing scuba diving, I guess. How did that transition?
No, I started scuba diving in 2004. I don't know if it's 2005 or 2007. My timeline's kind of crazy. Somewhere around that, two year gap, and I did it in the UK, and I learned how to dive in a quarry with zero visibility. Visibility means that you can't see shit all. If you put your hand in front of your face, you can just about see it. It was freezing cold. I learned how to do it in a dry suit, and it was miserable. I actually may or may not have been one of those people who cried throughout the course. Too cold.
I bet.
And then I went to Bali, and I fell in love with it. It was just the most amazing experience ever. It's like being weightless. You can descend so quickly into the, from like, it's really strange. So at the surface, everything is like a bright, colorful day, beautiful. And as you get deeper, it sort of leaches the color out and you're left in a sort of a twilight world.
Oh.
It's just beautiful. I dived on all of my holidays forever. And then I came here in 2010 and did all the rest of my courses, my advanced, my rescue, my dive master. And it was good. And then went on to be an instructor. Like, I worked as a dive master for like 6 months and then became an instructor.
That's crazy. That's super quick as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did all of that in the space of about eight, nine months, something like that.
That's insane. And that set you up. That just set you up there. That was you. That was your job for, you know, a good portion of time.
Exactly right. Well, I started being a dive master, and then because of my background in corporate stuff, they gave me a dive center to manage. So I managed that dive center for 18 months. I'm not going to mention them. And then I started at Deep Blue Divers a week ago. So,
oh wow. Yeah,
I keep managing and keep instructing. This one is awesome, right? I've got a staff of one dive master, one instructor, and me.
Yeah.
And then that's it. So it's more like,
oh, that's good.
A little,
yeah,
that's
the team. That's, and they're good people, right?
Really good people. I love them. The instructor is, he's really laid back, very, very chill. My dive master and boyfriend, in fact, is wonderful and works his tail off.
Good.
So that's really good. And yeah, and it's lovely. And we've got one boy who's going to be, like, he's working his way through all of his courses to get to be an instructor too. So he works for free for the experience.
Oh,
and he's
wow.
just a superstar. Yeah.
So like an internship almost.
Exactly right. He's done a full-on internship. And
crazy.
This is what I love. So when you teach diving, you get people who come in who sometimes can't swim.
Yeah.
So number one, you have to teach him how to swim. Number two, might be scared of fish. So you have to teach him not to be scared of fish, right? And it's just, and when you see the hearts growing in their eyes, and they're like, this is amazing. You're like, isn't it though? Isn't this excellent? And they're like, you get to do this all day, every day. I'm like,
yeah.
I know.
It's fantastic though. You get to visit like this alien world that nobody really gets to see at all, ever. And
it's
you just
one of the least
put on a suit.
It's least explored.
Yeah.
That's it.
And just
strap on your tanks and get the fuck
down there. Get down there. My parents do that, in fact. My mum went scuba diving for the first time recently. It was cool.
Did she?
Yeah, yeah. It was one of the things to tick off her list. I can't remember off the top of my head. I could look it up on Facebook. They post about it on there all the time. But, well, my mum does. But, yeah, that's fantastic. My dad's huge on his diving. He loves that. And I went when I was really, really young. Really young, I went scuba diving, but that was just in a swimming pool, though. That was really like,
yeah,
first level kind of thing. But it was cool. It was amazing.
Do you know where I did my first one? I did mine in Malaysia, off North Malaysia, off the Bahentian Islands, and it was absolutely extraordinary. I saw the biggest group of parrotfish. They were just these. Bump-headed parrotfish, and these are these fucking dinosaur-looking shit, you know. They just, and you look at them and you're like, "Yep, no evolution has taken place there at all." They're just amazing.
Oh my god!
You want alien creatures?
Yeah.
Squid. So weird.
They're just
and you look at them and you're like, how the fuck were you invented?
How does that exist in this world? It makes no sense. They don't make any sense.
None at all.
They're just gelatinous blobs that float around. But oh my god.
I tell you a trick. If you want to, it's about octopus. If you go night diving, now I don't recommend anyone does this at all ever. But if you have to do it once in your life, okay, when you're night diving, obviously everything's a bit cooler. So you dive with your hand under your armpit, okay?
Okay.
And when you find an octopus, you put your hand out near to it. It will sense the heat and will come over and swim and investigate you. And I've only done this once because I was like, bullshit, that won't work. Put it down. And it just came in, it fucking suckered onto my arm.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
just like, that's so cool. And I came up and I was so happy. And we saw a reef shark. I've only seen one in the whole time that I've been here. And that was that night.
Okay.
And it was one of those. And on that night, I saw a many-toothed conga. What fucking cool name is that?
Many-toothed conga. How many teeth does it have?
Well, more than a few.
Many. Wow.
Many.
Many teeth on that conga. Blimey. Yeah. Oh,
they're bright,
I'm going to have to look up some many teeth congas now on Google. There'll be some images of that. I'm going to look some of that up. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's nothing like it. So I want to know as well, how is everything at home? I know we can't talk about names.
Everything's good at home. Generally, the rule is... if you've been on a podcast, they're fair game. You can mention their first name. So yeah, everybody's good. Everybody's always good. So yeah, Ali's good.
It's really difficult because I want to, there are so many things that I want to ask about. Like, oh, how's
after we've stopped
after, yeah,
recording
absolutely.
This, that'll be fine. We can answer all of your questions.
I just want gossip. I hear it from a few people fairly often, so I get some lovely emails from some people, and I have Skypes with some people, so it's not like I'm totally out of the loop. But it's just really nice to hear from different people's perspectives.
Oh, fantastic. Do you know, actually, when I first started recording these podcasts, you were the chief inspiration to keep going with it. Because you were the first person to really message me about it with, like, positive encouragement.
Oh, I love it, Martin. I absolutely love it. Whenever you put one up, it just makes me really happy, you know? I'm like, oh, it's Martin. I can't sit in the kitchen and have a cup of tea and a cigarette with him, but I can listen to him talk to all of our lovely friends.
Well, yes, I've been starting to open it up now. It's extending beyond my friend range. The last one that I did was with a guy I met on Twitter, just out of the blue.
You had a tweet date. Oh, how
I
sweet.
I did. I had a tweet date. I've got another one coming up at the weekend with some other people, some lovely young YouTubers. I'm going to start grooming them early. I'm looking forward to that.
You always were well groomed.
Fingers crossed, though. Fingers crossed. I don't like to talk about them before they happen because if they don't happen, then
they don't happen. Raised expectations.
But it's Skype. This is what's opening it up. Skype is amazing. I didn't understand what it really was. I thought you had to pay to use it, for one. And it scared me. Technology scares me. I don't know what I'm doing.
But you seem to be taking to it like a duck to water.
I don't think you should mix water with any of this equipment. That's probably not a good
ducks.
Idea. No.
You tend to do the cables.
Yes. It interferes with everything. They're not nice, and they're loud and messy. They clutter up the place.
They
are cute.
Everywhere.
They are cute. Oh my god, but ducks mating is not pretty. I don't know if you've ever seen ducks mating.
I've also seen ducks killing ducklings because there's not enough food.
Oh, charming.
They drown them.
Sad.
It's really sad.
Poor
it's duck aside.
Duck aside.
So good.
Oh, I think that's the title of the podcast right there. Brilliant.
Yay!
Yeah. So you have to write things like this down, though, so. Because my memory is terrible. Like pressing the record button. I forget all sorts of things.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's come to the point now where I have to write things down. I mean, I always say in my past life, it sounds like I'm some Victorian fucking lady or something. But in my past life, everything was written down. I had lists of lists of lists. And it's just getting worse. So I now have lists for the home and for the work. And I'm like, come on, Shell. You don't need this. I'm sure you can remember it. They just said that to you yesterday. And you're like, yeah, I'll remember that. What the fuck?
No,
oh,
not
completely
at all.
Forgot. Sorry.
Oh, dear. No, I'm making a lot of notes at work. All the things that I'm learning, I have to write it all down. Because there's so many different things, so many different codes and numbers I've got to remember. So
and you
I
know
have to
what?
Be good with the writing down.
Write it all down, and then if you type it up and give it a title, like training or induction, and then when you get a promotion and the next person comes in, you say, oh, I just so happen to have all of my training notes, and then that will give you – or if you present it before you leave, that will make you look like a superstar.
I would look good. I would look good. That's a really good idea.
I document everything.
That's a really good idea. Oh, I'm stealing that one. Absolutely.
Do it.
Yeah, nice.
I build web pages now as well. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, you should check it out. So I helped to build my last jobs. I'm not going to mention them.
Yep.
And then I also built the Utila Dive Festival website. It's utiladivefestival.com. Have a look at that one. And then I'm just building one for a course director at the moment. I'm not going to say anything more about it because there are spies everywhere.
Oh, yes. No, people. Walls have ears.
They all.
Yeah, the people who listen to this have ears as well, which is useful. So the headphones will sit inside of them. Do you have Do you go for the over-the-top headband-style headphones, or do you go for the in-ear ones, ones that stick in your ear?
The ones that I'm wearing now are they're from my old job in England, so they're really swanky.
Yep.
They're over-the-ear with the little inbuilt microphone.
Oh, nice.
So I look like I'm in a call centre.
Yes, that's kind of the setup I've got too.
They're so good.
It is.
But when I run, so I started running back in Ecuador. I used to run like 7K there, and I stepped up to like 10K here. And it used to be every day, but now I don't have enough time. I haven't made the time for it. So I have to have the ones that go inside.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I sweat so much, my headset falls off.
Oh, dear. Yeah, no, we can't have that.
Yeah. No. And I'm not a pretty exerciser. I turn red-faced and sweat lots. And everyone's like, oh, you're running then, Shell. I'm like, what the fuck
you
look like?
Oh, dear. Nice. What do you listen to then when you do your running? Well, not that you have.
Anything with a really, really good beat. It's
got
to be
cool.
Something that I can, like, thud to.
Yes.
Buff, 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 buff. And then if it's too fast, I can skip it. So it's like one every two. But yeah, Prodigy at the moment is my favourite.
Oh, cool. Good stuff. Nice.
And Pendulum.
Prodigy, Pendulum.
I feel like I'm... This is how I think people get old, right? It's because you lose... I've lost touch of films that have come out over the last 2 years. Music that has come out. I haven't had people like Sophie or Tana to keep me in touch with like what's going on. So I feel like I'm completely out of sync with the world. Well, with the world of English pop music anyway, or what's going on in it.
I think that's a good thing though, to be totally honest. The latest thing at the
moment. I don't
want to
get set.
The latest thing at the moment is Gangnam Style. Have you heard of Gangnam Style? By Psy, P-S-Y.
What the fuck is that?
It's essentially a dance that a man does whilst singing. I think it's Korean. It's the latest craze that's sweeping the nation. It's one of the most viewed videos on YouTube. I think it's got like 50 billion views or something ridiculous like that. It's not really my cup of tea.
Is it funny?
Yeah.
Is that why
I suppose
people watch it?
It's kind of funny, yeah. It's entertaining. It's not, you know, it's not like it's the worst thing in the world, but it's not my cup of tea, really.
Fair enough.
However, there are 101 parodies of it now, so that's good. I encourage parodies.
Two of them is going to make you laugh.
Like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's Gandalf style or Minecraft style or Mitt Romney style. There's a million and one.
There should be more everything to do with Gandalf.
Absolutely. There was one thing I saw on YouTube. It's from a guy who I've seen called Nice Peter, and he does epic rap battles of history. And there was Gandalf versus Dumbledore on there, which was fucking amazing.
Oh, wicked.
They dress up, they do all the dressing up and stuff, and they rap as their characters.
Can you link it to me, or is it just on YouTube and I can
find
it?
Yeah, no, I could do that. ERB, Epic Rap Battles of History. If you just type in ERB, it should come up with stuff. And then
I can't do that
loads.
Now, because the internet will just crash if I'm trying to do more than one at a time here.
It'll be fine, but
something that I really miss is English fucking internet speed. Do you know, it took me, how many weeks? 16 weeks to download one season of Gossip Girl, and it was worth it. But still, I was just like, what the fuck?
Bloody hell. That's
not
bad.
There's no copyright laws in Honduras, so you can't get fucked for downloading.
Hooray!
Hooray!
That's good.
It's kind of nice.
I've stopped my downloading. I don't really download anything. I certainly don't download anything like mainstream that's like super crazy bad. You know what I mean? If there's anything... Because like, I've got Netflix now. I don't need to... download.
Do you know what? This is what I've been waiting for, is that they never had a good enough way or a economically viable way to stop people from downloading. But Netflix seems to have done it. And I think that's smashing because it's the industry finally catching up with the demand.
Well, yeah, I don't think the industry gets a very good deal from Netflix, though.
Well, that doesn't matter as long as they're making a they're getting something out of it to encourage like the new people making films or writing books or whatever. So if you just like, anyway, la la la. Sorry,
but Netflix is fucking amazing. There's so much shit on there. I could quite happily just sit there and watch stuff on it till the end of time. Oh, it's brilliant.
I've got, whenever I meet people and whoever went into my old dive shop and they'd have like a big collection of whatever, I'd just take it, right? Take their collection. And I've got so much stuff and I just do not, I don't watch TV. I don't, what I do at the moment is read clearly. If you can imagine, you know, my ideal thing is hammock, sunset or sunrise, big fat cup of coffee and a cigarette. And that's it. That's all I need. And my book. Yeah. So that's it. I read.
What was the last thing that you read?
Oh, dear. No.
Okay. What was the thing before that you read? What was the last book that you can mention that you read?
I can mention them. I'm just sort of, no, I'm not ashamed. God damn it. I read a lot of vampire trash.
Oh,
right?
Good.
I always
have
done.
Good.
It's called The House of Night, and it's the 6-book series, and it's absolutely awful. And I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It's like young teen vamp gets tattooed. Da da da. Oh no, he said blowjob. Oh no, and this whole world is just like
language
is
terrible. This is brilliant.
It is.
I like this stuff.
And there's lots of blushing.
Whoa,
it's like Sweet Valley High, but with vampires.
Oh, wow, this sounds like Japanese anime, but it's like just in book form.
Basically.
Everyone's too embarrassed. Nice.
So embarrassed. There's lots of, and then he looked at his feet and shuffled, and you're like, really?
Wow.
Excellent.
Oh, cute. Cute
the
vampires.
One before that was Shantaram. Shantaram's really, really good. Really good. It's about a guy who escapes from an Australian prison and goes and lives, forges a passport and goes and lives in the slums in Bombay. I know it's got a new name now, Mumbai. And it's about his life as a gunrunner, drug dealer. He goes to Afghanistan. And it was when it first came out, it was presented as a true story. Right. And they're like, yeah, everything is true. This is true. He had his manuscript ripped up 7 times while he was in Indian prison. Da, da, da. And now it turns out that it's all bullshit. It wasn't true at all. He was in India. And you're just like, come on. That's just a swizz.
That is. Oh,
I know.
Damn. I hate it when they
the one before that was The Wool Over Your Eyes. It's fraud. And you should be arrested for you can't. It's like Sleepers, based on a true story.
Yes.
Like, well, don't do that. Don't force it down my throat as true. If it's not, you fucker. I'm really glad that it's not true because it sounds like the guys in Sleepers had a really hard time of it. But at the same time, don't try and. Oh, I loved your commentary on 50 Shades of Grey.
Ah.
I loved it.
That came up a few times in podcasts. It was a very popular thing, 50 Shades of Grey. It started to die down a little bit now, which is good. We've got chockloads of copies of it in Sainsbury's. So if you need any copies of it, I could probably pick some up for 50p at the moment. They're going.
And then just throw them to Honduras. Oh,
yeah.
There's another one that's sunk. Damn, what a shame. Another one that's sunk.
Oh,
shit.
They're not very absorbent, these books, are they? Because,
well,
I don't know.
Does shit float or sink? It depends on the salt content.
I don't think sexy. I don't think they were particularly sexy, the stuff that they're talking about. I don't think it was nice.
I loved your comment. I loved it. What did you say? You said, this is the best book that you've ever read. Well,
yes,
that's because the last book that you ever read was chewable, you illiterate cunt. I just thought that was wonderful. And I have used that, actually.
Yes. Oh, it's one of my favourite lines. I like that. I can't remember who I stole it off. But it's that line where the last book that you've ever read was 4 pages long and chewable. I stole that off somebody. I can't remember who, though, for the life of me.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to shake them by the hand.
But, you know, I've remembered it, which out of, you know, all the, you know, the stuff I've abused my body with, that's pretty good.
Your memory for quotes.
Yeah, the quotes is there. But if I could just get, you know, getting up in the morning sorted, that would be good. If I could remember to do that.
That it's always a good start.
Yeah,
do you know what? Even on my days off now, I wake up at fucking 6:30 in the morning every single day.
Mm.
Every day, whether I've got to work or not.
Wow. But then, you know, it's nice where you are. You've actually got something to look at 6:30 in the morning. Here, it's just, oh, it's a bit miserable. It's a bit grey. It's raining. I might as well go back to bed. It's not even light yet.
I remember nesting. And I don't know that you came over to my house in Reading that often, but I just used to nest and I'd have my duvet up around my waist and I'd be wearing my onesie and my dressing gown and I'd have my hat on and I'd just be nesting and I could work from home. So I just worked from home all day in my nest and not have to get up.
Yeah.
And that was perfect for winter.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Oh, I've got
sometimes
onesies
I
now.
Miss seasons though. Do you? I heard you've got one which's got fucking dinosaur teeth.
Yeah.
And a tail.
I know. It's amazing. Ali. It's not mine. It's Ali's, that one. But I've got monkey one.
Do you? Does it have ears and a tail?
It's got ears and a tail. Yeah.
Wicked.
It is quite cool. But the fabric that it's made out of, when you, it's the staticky kind of fabric. So I create a lot of static when I walk around
in
it.
Have you turned out the lights and rubbed your arms together and static electricity you can see?
I don't want to try it. It hurts. It hurts me too much.
It hurts us, my friend.
So I love wearing my onesie, but it hurts. It hurts me so I don't wear it
everything
as often.
Everything good has a price.
Yeah, yeah, just generally on the weekends now I wear it.
Oh,
so I'm not wearing it today. We were cleaning today. We cleaned the bathroom. That was exciting. Scrubbed the roof. And the ceiling. The roof. We scrubbed the ceiling. Because the fan, the extractor fan, this is really boring stuff. The extractor fan broke in our bathroom and it got a bit manky and stuff with, you know, because it gets steamy and stuff. So, yeah, I had to scrub
the
ceiling. Okay. Yeah. And all That's the bath it. Out. It's nice, though. It's good to actually do
and
work.
Now it's done.
Made me feel house proud for a moment, and then yeah.
Do you know what? I was doing something very similar. I was cleaning out my new bar. So we've got a bar in the dive centre, and it's called Deep. It's called Blue Shore Cafe, and it's a stupid name.
So it's actually incorporated. It's actually part of the dive centre, the bar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh wow!
So when you walk into my dive centre and you look out through the doors, you can see the sea, and the sea is just there. So we've got the dive shop with the hotel above it, and then downstairs is the bar, and then a bit further out you've got the dock with all of the equipment rooms and compressor room, and then you've got at the end you've got like this little structure which has got two hammocks and a second floor that you can sunbathe on, and we have like yoga classes there every day.
Oh my
god, so it's amazing. It's a remarkable place, and sunsets there are to die for. They're just beautiful.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, you're so lucky.
That's what we were doing.
Oh, I know. You are lucky. You
made
this.
People say that, but yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I was gonna say you've made this incredible thing happen. It's not that you're lucky. It's always there. It's been there forever. But you're seeing it. You're witnessing it firsthand. It's good stuff. Yeah.
It's amazing. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's like you say, if you want something badly enough, then you can normally get it.
Yeah.
And I mean, for me, I just didn't want to be cold anymore. I wanted to be able to walk down a street and say hello to new people and to not be looked at like I was a weirdo.
Yeah.
I love it. And in the UK, you couldn't sit. In the UK, you wouldn't get picked up by a random on a quad bike to take you like 10 minutes down the road. You wouldn't do that.
No, no.
They do that here.
No, the people on the quad bikes here, they just flip you the bird and then, yeah, drive off. Flip you the bird. What a terrible Americanism. They give you the finger. Yeah.
Give you the finger. Flick the V's. That's
flick
my favourite
one. Flick
the
V's at you. Yeah, fuck off, you cunt. Fuck off, granddad. That's what they say to me. Fuck off, granddad.
really funny, actually. I'm teaching Ramiro, he's my boy, I'm teaching him how to speak English. And some of the things that he says just sounds exactly like me. Oh, and I'm like, wow. Oh, fuck off. And he's like, fuck off, like wicked. And he'll flick these now more before he does anything else. He's just like, yeah, have that. I'm like, nice. Wicked.
Getting them trained. Yeah. Well done.
You know, I do like things a certain way.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Oh, dear. When you first started listening to my podcasts, you said that you had problems with the website. You said it was really slow to download the things off
it. It's not anymore.
That's good. Because the Dropbox thing, I started a Dropbox where we shared a folder together. Yeah. Can I close that all down? Because I haven't actually really updated that for a while now.
No, I've been downloading off the website.
Yes.
And it only takes 2 hours now for me to get it. So
blimey.
I can just set it to download.
That's
in
not
the
too
morning.
Bad.
It's not too bad, is it?
No.
So I can actually get them. I tell you something. I didn't listen to your podcast purposefully for like, I don't know, for ages, maybe about 4 or 5 weeks. And when I was coming back from Ecuador, so I went on a holiday from my life here. Yeah. I went on a holiday and saw my mum and my dad and my sister. And I saw them in Ecuador. And that bus journey was taken up. I was on a 14-hour bus journey. Holy and it was shit. Taken up with all of you guys. And I was just sitting there listening to all of you lot. And I was like, do you know what? Leaving Ecuador and my family isn't so bad. But I've got this to listen to. It's nice.
That's lovely. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm welling up inside. That's beautiful.
I really miss sitting in your kitchen having fight nights and I miss stitching bitches with the girls. Really miss that.
Oh, I know we all miss you terribly.
It's amazing, but it's really odd because it's like there's a little bit of string or something that keeps me attached to Reading. It's like this attachment is there, and it's all of you guys, it's my family, and it's all of you lot.
Yeah.
And it's strange, because even though you're away for 2 years, it makes you also think, well, how long will it always be there, or will it go from a duct tape width down to tooth floss? You don't know, do you?
Will it just get
really
thinner
weird.
And thinner and stretched and stretched, and then no, I don't think it will. It's always going to be there.
Yeah,
it's always going to be there.
It's going to be there like duct tape.
It's going to stay there. It's like the gaffer tape, I think, really. Proper industrial strength electrical tape.
Absolutely.
I think, that one. Yeah.
Keeps you all in one piece. WD-40 and duct tape.
Oh, it's not proper WD-40. It's Wilkinson's knockoff. But I've got a can of that. It's the best thing ever. I've been spraying it on all the...
It makes you feel so grown up, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've been spraying it on everything. I love it. Brilliant. On all the door hinges, stop them from squeaking. I'm stopping all the squeaky doors now. Oh, it's good. I feel like I'm in control
door
of my environment.
Squeak.
Yeah, no more squeaking doors. That's what I said. I put my foot down.
None of that. Absolutely. So hard.
Yeah. That's what I've been sorting out here. It's taken me about 2 years to get into doing that, but we did it. We did it.
Have you got a list?
Yeah, that was number one on the list. Sort out the squeaky doors. I've done that.
2 years, not bad going.
I know. I haven't actually written anything else on the list now, so that's it. List is done. This is brilliant.
Perfect.
I can relax for the next 2 years.
Have you crossed it out? Because that's always satisfying.
I haven't crossed it out. I was leaving that for a special occasion, I think.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah, probably my birthday.
I also write my list that I've already done so I can cross them out.
That is the most satisfying bit. Of the list, though, is crossing the stuff off, ticking it off, done that bit.
Fuck you, done that. Fuck you, you've done that.
Yeah.
I have yet to write my lists for this place, this new place. I've got all of my old ones from my old place, but it's all so different. All so different, so I've got to have a whole new structure of lists.
Awesome.
I like it.
That's good. Yeah.
I'm teaching myself how to do Dreamweaver website work.
Yeah,
it's HTML shit, and it's
a whole
new
language.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I love it.
I got very confused by it. I didn't know what I was doing. And, yeah.
I've got some wonderful websites that I can show you, which will teach you how to do everything.
Nice. Brilliant.
Yeah. HTML this. You're like, okay, now I can do that. I can make my button go to the right. Look, it went to the right. It's amazing. Mini daytime nerdgasms all the way throughout the day.
Oh, like, nice. That's the best kind of gasm.
No, it's not.
Well, no, to have gasms with nerds, I think, really. That's...
Werpa! Oops. Sorry, dropped it.
Oh.
So, yes. Yes.
So, what do you do for entertainment, then, at night time? What, is there, like, clubs...
Bars
and shit. Do you have like a cinema and stuff there? Is there anything like that?
Yes, we do. We've got a cinema, but I actually hate to say that I've never been there.
Oh wow. Yeah. Is it all like a Spanish like vibe with the films or?
Not at all. It's run by a fantastic American guy. Really awesome. They play films at 7:30 every night.
Oh cool.
But in my old job I often wouldn't finish work until 8:00. So I could never go.
Yeah. You don't want to miss half the film.
No, I don't. And it's also sitting somewhere still. And when you've got this beautiful, it's only a little tiny island. It's like 8.5 kilometres long. And it's not very wide at all. And so when you've got this beautiful environment around you, why would I want to go and sit in an air-conditioned building?
That's quite true. But The Expendables is a... great, awesome movie. So, you know, I don't know why I said it's The Expendables. Amazing. Well, that one's pretty good.
It's really good.
Number 2 is going to be coming out soon. Ooh. I'm excited for that. Ooh.
Did you see The Avengers?
I haven't seen The Avengers yet. I haven't. But it looks damn exciting.
Yeah, really exciting. Oh, do you know the author, Lee Childs?
Yeah, that name rings a bell, yeah.
You should read it. If you see any of your books in the shop, read them because they're absolutely fucking brilliant. They're like, it's a bloke book, but it's not really because it's accessible to everyone. And it's wonderful. But they've just chosen Tom Cruise to be the main character, Jack Reacher, which I think is absolutely fucking horrendous. Horrendous. He's meant to be this 6'8" built chap, ex-military police, can do anything, could fuck, you know, women want to fuck him and men want to be him, and he's just like this hardcore character, and they've chosen Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He's a fucking legit wuss.
In fact, they've released the book, which is what they're doing for the film. They've released that with the Tom Cruise cover with the book.
Penises. Do they not realise that in that one choice of casting they have fucked the entire fucking franchise? That's wrong. It's so wrong.
Oh,
it's
no.
Just wrong.
Oh no.
Bastards.
Is it supposed to be a British character then?
No, he's American.
Okay.
And he travels with nothing but his toothbrush. He doesn't have any ID. Da-da-da. He's like, no, I don't need any guns. When I've got them I can use them. You're like, yeah, you're fucking cool. I would actually
badass.
Like to sleep with him.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Sounds really like my kind of guy. I'm going to have to pick up copies of these books.
Yeah, just not the one with the Tom Cruise cover. I think you should shun that one.
No. If I say it, I'm going to boycott that one, definitely.
I think he's an awful human being. I think that when he dies, there's going to be an awful lot of... Yeah, there's going to be my favourite phrase to describe creepy is that he's going to have a collection of really small shoes. And that's what he'll have. He'll die and
somebody will find
shoes.
It, yeah, in a shoebox, yes. Stuck away in a back of a wardrobe. They're going to open it up and there's going to be a tiny collection of just left booties, little children's booties.
Little ones.
Just
like, that gives me the creeps. Oh, yeah. Proper creeps. I haven't been able to watch The Walking Dead yet either. I've been too scared.
Oh, okay.
I tried.
The new series or just the series in general?
Any of them.
I haven't watched The Walking Dead either. I don't know. I've been trying to convince my girlfriend to listen to that, to watch that, but yeah. she's not buying it. Ali. Yeah, she's not up for it.
No.
She says she's not into zombies so much anymore. But I said it's got Andrew Lincoln in it. You should, you know. watch it for Andrew Lincoln. He's a lovely, lovely man. She said she doesn't care. So, like, fair enough. I've got the whole, like, first series. We got it on Netflix. So, you know, you can just watch it anytime.
You have to watch it, and then you have to let me know on what level of scary it is. Is it, let's have a look. Is it Poltergeist scary?
Oh, God,
or is
that
it
creeps
Planet
me out.
Terror scary? Yeah, that's your
Poltergeist
scale.
Poltergeist
Planet
creeps
Terror
me
is
out.
Poltergeist.
Oh. Yep. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I haven't seen it, so I probably recommend reading the comic books. It's a comic book first before it was a TV show.
I can't get comic books here. I can't even get English fucking newspapers.
Oh, shit.
So
oh, yeah. Good point.
One thing at a time. If I can watch the first episode through my fingers, then I know that I'll be okay.
Cool.
And I know that I'll love it when I do, but it's just getting the courage up to do
it.
And because I live now out in the boonies, there's the added creep factor.
Yeah.
So I work in a bar as well. So I work in this beautiful bar. It's totally Gaudi inspired. It's fucking gorgeous. It's the most beautiful building here. But I finish at like 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes. And walking back home is maybe a 10 or 15 minute walk. And it's creepy. And to do that after watching zombie things, I might need a baseball bat.
Definitely, yeah. I'd probably hold off watching it then, definitely. I'd stick with. Have you been able to watch Glee at all?
No.
Oh, they've started.
Do you know what?
That's a series really good of that.
Idea.
Mm. There's no zombies in that. Although it does get a little bit
zombies,
scary. I don't know. Rachel Berry's still in it. That's fucking awful. Ugh.
Which one's she?
The really annoying one with yeah.
Blonde one. Oh fuck.
No, the one with brown hair. The Barbara Streisand one.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, she should just be quiet, shouldn't she, really? Go and sit quietly in a corner.
Yeah.
Just go and
she was supposed to leave and go to New York, but they bloody went and followed her to New York, so now we get to have two, like, two locations for Glee now. We've got the actual school where the Glee Club is, and we've got New York now as well. I think it's a bit much.
Oh, well, maybe they're setting up for Glee New York.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
I don't know.
Like Real World or whatever. Real World, this place. It's Glee and Glee New York. Oh, no, CSI as well.
Oh, fucking brilliant.
I'll tell you something that's been really fucking roping me in at the moment, and that's just because it's on when I'm at home. It's fucking Special Victims Unit. Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Wow. Cool.
They marathon that shit here. And I'm like, oh, all right, then I'll sit and do my web work while watching that. Oh, more rape, murder and death. Awesome. More
nice.
Rape, brilliant. Yeah.
As long as there's no
That's
zombies
just about
in it,
really,
it's fine.
No zombies. Although I think that they should do a zombie special and see how the SVU team actually come through it.
Yeah, for Halloween, they should do that. Totally.
We should write to CSI and tell them that they have to do it. Excuse me, I don't know whether Grisham's in it anymore, but I want to see Grisham eating fucking brain.
Yeah, I don't. Do you know what would make that program? I don't know. Werewolves would make that program way more exciting, I think.
Wouldn't it?
Yes.
And then they'd have to try and like sort out which hair sample is which.
Oh
and,
my
like,
god!
Who's
yeah,
saliva? Whose teeth marks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And then they could go out and shoot them.
We created a whole new genre of television program right here. This is brilliant. I'm gonna petition CBS to the or NBC or whatever. I don't know what it is. Whatever their television programs
all
are.
All of them.
Gonna get all the major networks on this. Gonna get Channel 5 involved. They're gonna love it. They're gonna buy that one up.
They'll fund it. Exactly right, straight away.
Yeah.
You know, they were gonna do a reality TV show on the island. It was gonna be called Dive Shop or Dive Wars or something like that, because there are like 14 dive shops on the island.
Yeah.
And there's the one, there are two times of every day where all the dive shops kind of get together in competition. And it's all focuses on the ferry port. And I thought it'd be really funny if you went up to the top of the building and filmed down. Because what you'd basically see is like the 30 days of night approach. You know, when you see that shot from the sky and you see the vampires just going through and fucking slaughtering everyone in their path. You just see blood splatter on the snow and whatnot. In the island, it's just like that. the tourists, the divers, lovely, lovely divers, come off the boat and then the dive vultures descend. And that would be so funny.
That would.
It'll be brilliant.
Oh, man. They should have commissioned them. Ooh.
Well, we did the audition tape and it's on YouTube.
Oh.
I was told that I had to hide my piercing. I've got my septum pierced. And I had a Chelsea cut in, so I had a shaved head and a fringe. I was told that I had to hide my nose ring and I had to wear a headscarf to be presentable by my boss. And I was like,
fuck that. What the fuck? They don't... Oh, that's not nice.
No.
I don't agree with that. That's like censorship of the body.
Self.
Yeah, it's just rubbish.
Fuckers. But there you go. And yeah, so that's what's happened with that. Oh, I run a tea and cake afternoon on Friday.
You mentioned this. Tea and cake sounds amazing. What? So people just from the island come along and go, I'll have some tea and cake. Well, they probably say it in Spanish, yeah. I suppose.
With some in Spanish, some in English.
Yeah.
And it's at Tritanic on Friday afternoons. And I do from 1 until 7, and then sometimes from 7 until midnight. And, we have iced tea and we drink that and eat lots of cake. This week it was Millionaire Shortbread.
Oh, nice. And this is just like a social group.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they buy drinks, they buy cake, so it's money making for me, and people come and enjoy
nice
sweet things and interesting stuff and good music too, because the music here is sort of like, how long ago did LMFAO party rocking come out in the UK?
A little time ago, but they still play it on the radio, so yeah, from time to time. But yeah, it was a while ago that song came out. Yeah.
So they seem to have 10 songs on the island that are heavily in rotation.
Yeah.
Party rocking is slowly becoming less, but I have a feeling. Yeah, Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Still gets fucking played all the fucking time.
Wow.
And you're like, really? That was like 3 years ago, wasn't
Sophie
it?
Would like
three
that, or four though. Years.
She'd love it. The pop here, she'd just be like, do you know what? I remember this from this year. And you'd be like, that's exactly right, Sophie. It has not evolved.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Oh, dear.
So that, yeah. The clubs here aren't really clubs. There are places that you can go and drink and dance. And there are places that you can go and drink. And there's one club, but it's more like, no, they're all bars, really. Yeah. So you don't really have nights out. You know, like our nights out used to be, you go up to London, have a night out, come back, and then chill for the weekend.
Yeah.
You don't really have that. You've got a couple of electro nights which happen, but it's all minimal fucking tech.
Ooh,
all of it.
Nice.
Or techno. And I'm like,
many different types of trance. Yeah.
No, one.
What?
And that's it. They have... They have an electro weekend here, Sun Jam, which is an afternoon party. And I mean, people from all over Central America come for this electro party on Paradise Island. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And I listen to the beat that goes on and I'm just like, really? One song for 12 hours? Brilliant. Suddenly the fuck up. Oh, and you mean that I can't get off the island until the next morning? There's no shelter and I might have to be near a tent.
Oh.
I'm not going anywhere near that fucking party just to be near a tent. Sounds like hell, doesn't it? Because there are certain things that you want when you're on a night out. The ability to run away.
Yeah.
Somewhere safe and warm that you can have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And there's nothing like that.
Oh,
so,
no, you don't want that. You don't want that. No.
So I play a lot of punk and rock and nice things on my nights.
Cool. Good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. Variation. Yeah. Break them out of that LMFAO rut that they've got themselves in.
Trap. I'm sexy. Yeah,
I don't know.
No,
that song that I was talking about earlier, I can't remember if I was recording then or not because of my fuck up at the beginning, but the Gangnam Style, it sounds very similar to the party rocking song. It's very similar to that. It's that kind of style. So,
do you think that's why it got popular?
Quite possibly, yes.
LMFAO broke the ice.
Quite possibly. They're like, yeah. if they can do it, anybody can do it. And it's, I don't like it. It's polluting the music. It's polluting children's minds, and it's giving them the wrong idea. That's not music. It's ridiculous. Oh, it's not like my day when Queen was out and Status Quo.
I fucking hate Queen. I hate Queen. I hate Nirvana. I hate Queen. I don't give a fuck.
Where are you on Status Quo, though, if you don't mind?
Status Quo, well, it reminds me of my old dentist. Oh, and he used to wear a bandana instead of one of those head coverings.
Yeah.
And he had a really big moustache and he scared the shit out of me.
Oh, wow.
So, no.
No,
status
okay.
quo equals dentists equals bad.
Meatloaf? Where'd you stand on Meatloaf?
Meatloaf is funny actor. I mean, him in Rocky Horror was absolutely fucking hilarious.
Brilliant. Those pants. It's the pants. I fucking love those pants.
Wonderful. He's wonderful. And of course, I heard you talking about Fight Club a few episodes ago. And of course,
Fight Club's come up a few
amazing.
Times. I love Fight Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of the first ones. So when the boy and I watch films, it's got to be in Spanish with English subtitles or in English with Spanish subtitles.
Okay, yeah.
So you've got to find the ones which have got the subtitles. And El Padrino is Godfather.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've forgotten what the one is for Fight Club, but we watched Fight Club as well.
Oh, man. That's amazing. And it still translates well. You can still... Man, that's amazing.
No. Right, Godfather with Godfather with a Spanish soundtrack. So we watched that one Spanish dubbed, and listening to their voices, Marlon Brando, his voice is just not right at all.
Oh no!
And you're watching it. You're going, really? That's what you think he sounds like? Really? And I was just like sitting there going ha, 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 the whole time. What are you laughing at? Nothing. It's like when you watch, did you ever see District 13?
Yes.
The parkour?
Yes.
The parkour one. Yeah. So when you watch that in the English, with the English soundtrack, the big, you know, the big fucking massive butch guy called K2 or something, the mountain, his voice is like that in the English English soundtrack, and it's really fucking funny. In the French one, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's like, why have he cut his balls off? Why? Why have you done that? It's really funny. I love it. Ow.
Ooh.
We've got really big ants.
Fuck.
They're like centimetre long, and they're big and they're red, and they take me by surprise every once in a while.
Oh my god. Crazy. You're overrun by insects. Not nice.
Not overrun, but we do get tarantulas up here and scorpions.
Oh dear.
Yeah, but the biggest problem on the island is sandflies are basically like big midges, and they when they bite they leave a bit of a bump, so I don't like them.
God no. Ugh.
Mosquitoes don't like me because I eat a lot of Marmite, and all the vitamin B in that just keeps them away, but sandflies you're fucked.
Can you get Marmite and Nutella them?
Fuck no.
Oh, you have to get that shit sent in.
No, I've travelled with the two year supply of Marmite and British tea bags.
Yeah, well done.
You can't not have tea, and I certainly can't live without Marmite. So I'm actually down to, I've got one last bottle of Marmite, one of the little bottles, which is currently bubble wrapped. So the next time I have English divers making reservations, I'm going to get them to bring me more. Because it's getting, I'm starting to get a little edgy about it now. I don't want to have to go through Marmite withdrawal, because that would just be terrible.
That would be terrible. Do you know what they've done at the moment over here? Limited edition for Christmas, like, because it's Christmas coming up. They've got a gold Marmite now. It's got gold flecks in it, like edible glitter that mixed up
God,
into the Marmite.
Don't tell Belle about that. Oh,
no, keep her. Oh, no, that's all right. You could mention the first names, that's fine. But yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
She'd,
yeah, don't
she'd
tell
freak.
Her. She wouldn't like that at all. I know, right?
She
I know.
Like it, no.
But do you know what?
Man,
it tastes exactly, it's exactly the same. It doesn't even really look that different. It's not a very
I
good
didn't
gimmick.
Like the champ. I didn't like the champagne stuff, but I thought that the Guinness Marmite was kind of fun.
Yeah. And I was anticipating something like that, you know, a different, maybe like anything, a brandy one or a bloody mince pie one or anything, just anything. It would probably be disgusting, but at least try something.
It's something different.
Yeah. We'll put some gold in it. And when I like whack it on my toast, you know, it mixes in with the butter or the margarine or whatever I decide to put on it. And it's got little, like, blobs in it anyway. So, oh, it's stupid.
Did you shit gold flecks?
Oh, my shit sparkles like the vampires in Twilight.
Vampire shit, no. Take that right back. Vampires do not fucking sparkle.
Yeah, they do.
Right?
I've seen
they go
it
out
in
the
movies.
Sun, they die. No, they
no, they
die.
Don't. No,
they
no, no, they don't. No, they don't. They fancy.
Die.
They fancy fucking teenagers in school. That's what they do.
Self-involved fucking anti-feminists. Fuck them. Fuck them. Vampires do not fucking.
I love Twilight. It's the best thing ever. It's
hanging
amazing.
Your head in shame. In fact, I'm not sure that we can continue. I'm sorry. If you put fucking the vampire bastards from Twilight in with Blade, who's going to win?
Oh, man.
Come on. Blade is going to eat their fucking heads.
Isn't Wesley Snipes in prison, though? I think they put Wesley Snipes in prison.
Tax evasion.
So, Twilight wins by default, unfortunately.
No.
Wesley Snipes could turn up, so...
It's not Wesley Snipes, it's Blade. He's not Wesley Snipes.
Robert
Even
Pattinson,
in Demolition
Robert
Man...
Pattinson's one.
So, he's Blade.
Oh my god, Demolition Man's a good movie. I love that movie. That's one of my favourites.
It's one of those ones where you watch it, and if you watch it again and again and again, it gets slightly worse each time
you watch it.
Oh shit,
yeah. Like, it's a really terrible film. Even from the first time, it was a terrible film.
No.
But it's like
no,
Jerry
it was
Kyle.
Wonderful.
I have to keep going back to it every now and then.
Star Crash TV.
I forget how bad it was. It was like, oh, no, it's all right. I'll watch that. I'll put on Total Recall again. Go on. It's brilliant.
remade that, didn't they?
They have remade it. I haven't watched it. It's got that what's his name? I was going to say Colin Firth, but it's not Colin Firth. That would be Colin Farrell? Weird. That would be a really weird version. Colin Farrell. That's the one. Colin Firth.
Wet from the pond. Oh, I like him.
Oh, I like both of them. Yeah. I don't know, I just haven't watched it. It's supposed to be more faithful to the book, though, the Philip K. Dick short story, which I listened to. They are strange. But yeah, it's all just flashy. There's lots more flashy special effects. Like, they really push the future in your face, like, all the way through the movie. I don't really appreciate that. Why does the future have to look so futuristic? Can't it just be normal? Like, you know what I mean?
It's like to change the laws of physics or colours of things to make us realise it's the future. We're absolutely fine. The sky is blue, trees are green, they're not fucking purple and pink. We've got one moon.
Yeah,
please carry on.
Cars fucking hovering like upside down along the road. Crazy stuff. So yeah, I don't know. That turns me off. I kind of think I haven't been watching movies as much recently. Sad times. But it's not sad. It's better, really.
Well, you've been filling your life with other things. I heard you're going to go and see Richard Cheese again.
Sorry?
I heard you're going to see Richard Cheese.
Yeah, that was yesterday. We went to go see Richard Cheese yesterday.
Was it?
It was fucking brilliant. I had a lovely, lovely time. We went to London. Cadogan Hall. In like a posh part of London. Real posh part. It was an old church that they use for the venue. It's a fantastic place. And yeah, we swang the night away. Good stuff. It's fucking amazing. I had such a good time.
Yeah.
We made a bit of a day. Well, not as much of a day of it as we were originally intending. We were originally intending to like go up there like nice during the day and go around like the National Portrait Gallery and stuff. And then we were just like, oh, we'll go up there later and we'll walk around Covent Garden.
But then you wouldn't have had time for tea and things like that in the morning and waking up
exactly.
In that house.
It was
nice.
Just lovely. Yeah. Oh, I like waking up nicely in the mornings now. It's good. With my new job now, I have to get up quite early, like every morning now, which kind of sucks. But it's nice because I finish really early, which is always good.
That's always lovely.
And it's got lovely, into lovely. A routine of getting up early. So but yeah, I've had a week off recently. That's been
How nice. What have you been doing with it? Week.
I did a podcast with this man over Twitter, which was really cool, the last podcast that I did. Episode 29, The Abyss Project. That was nice, because that's his name on Twitter, at The Abyss
Project. Excellent.
Fantastic. Polish guy, really nice, really nice. I've been recording Minecraft videos that I've been uploading onto YouTube.
I haven't had a look at any of them. What is Minecraft? Because I hear you talking about it all the time, and I've got no
it's a computer
real idea
game,
what it
essentially.
Is.
Which is, it's a pretty much like Lego, essentially. When you explain it, it's never really a very good explanation. But yeah, you can, like, you build a house, and it's like Sims, but you it's first-person perspective, but there's monsters.
Is it 3D?
It is 3D, yeah. And monsters exist.
Do you ever...
Monsters will come out and blow up your house, which is horrible. It's depressing when that happens. But yeah,
can you stop them?
Yeah,
you can. You have anti-monster defense?
Yeah, you get a sword and you shake the sword at them and stuff. It's bloody exciting. It's scary and yeah.
How's your addiction to Mario Kart in the face of Minecraft? Does Mario Kart still hold its own?
I still play Mario Kart. I still do that. But that's mostly when people come over now. It's rare that I play that on my own anymore now. Which is, you know, it's a bit of a shame because my skills, I haven't been honing my skills, so my levels dropped a bit. Oh, dear. But it's good.
You know what I really miss is Rock Band and SingStar. I really miss those. I used to fucking play those like nobody's business. And now, nothing.
Oh.
Although I hear that my little neighbour might have it, so I'm going to go and ask really nice.
That would be nice. But, yeah, sidle along and go, can we have a bit of a sing song, please? Yeah.
Please, it would make my life. I used to be quite good on the guitar. Now I'm not. Help.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
I found a shop in town where they sell the old SingStar discs from the PlayStation 2 days. They sell them for some of them, like 50p. Some of the rarer ones, like 12 quid. But that's still cheaper than what you would get the songs for online.
Really cheap.
So, yeah, I'm going to get loads more discs. And start some more SingStar pies, because I haven't done that for ages. I haven't done that for ages, and it's something I want to do, because singing's funny.
The last time I did was on the 27th of December, 2 years ago. That was the last time I did.
Aww.
On that night, where we got all the photographs up, and I look at them and go, oh, good night.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. I found a whole bunch of English money today. I was clearing out the bar, and I found a whole fucking handful. And I was like, the boy said to me, well, at least when you go home, you're not going to be short of a bus fare. Brilliant.
Hooray, brilliant. What now?
Pound 80. That won't get me very far, though, really, will it? I don't think it'd even get me home now.
But that's all right. That'd be good. It was that nice, though, when you found it, like, oh, God, old money. Look
that's
at that.
A 20p, and that's a 5p. Like, I might be able to get a pint.
Yeah, probably not. Maybe up north for that. I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. I don't.
Booze is expensive. Yeah.
We get wonderful, wonderful, big, great big bottles of beer. They're what they call. They're called 40s. And so
40 ounce. Big, yeah.
So good. For $2.50, so that's what £1.60.
Nice.
Ish.
So you get it in the big bottles, big glass bottles.
Absolutely. So makes my hand look really small.
Yeah.
They're like, are you sure you want one of them? I was like, yep. But you're a girl. I'm like, yep.
Yep.
Give it to me now.
I could never drink it all before it went flat, and like the last quarter of it was kind of nasty. I found. Whenever because I used to drink 40 ounces when I was in college, because it's an American thing, the 40 ounce. Yeah.
Put the cap back on and put it in the fridge.
Well, yeah. I was sitting on a wall, though, outside the shop where I bought it from when I was a child. So.
Do you know what I really, really miss is going down to the meadows, right, or to a field, and with a bottle of, I miss fruity cider.
Oh.
Fruity cider. Fruity cider, blanket, field, right? If I tried to do that here, I tried to sit in my garden, right, on a blanket in the garden, and I got swarmed by ants. And then there's creepy crawlies, and then you get bitten. And I'm like, do you know what? A little bit less danger while sunbathing would be quite nice.
Yeah.
Meadow, field, people.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, dear.
Come back, then I would come back in, like, June or July. And I'd only come back for a few weeks.
Yeah.
So I could see the best bit of summer with the best bit of the best people. And then I'd fuck off again.
You've got to plan your few weeks carefully, though. We literally had, I think, about 3 weeks of nice weather. So, you know, if you pick the wrong 3 weeks, you're fucked. It would be all storms and snow and horrible stuff. I don't think we had snow, but we definitely had storms. Horrible rain.
June. Do you know what? It's just started here. So I was at work on Tuesday night at the bar, Tritanic, which is awesome. And it rained like fucking nobody's business. So I had 3 people in at the beginning. They left. Big rainstorm. Kept everybody out. 5 minutes before I finished, this couple came in. Awful, awful people. Awful. And one of them pissed in the bar. And I was like, excuse me. Yeah, he just the top floor and pissed in the bar. I was like, oh, yeah. Okay, fine. And it's rained continually. Massive rain. I kicked them out. And went downstairs, and outside my bar is this massive hill, and you couldn't see the road because it was all like a little river.
Just a river on top of it.
Yeah, and it nearly filled my welly boots.
Oh my god. Oh.
Yeah, it was quiet, and that was like 2.5 hours of rain, and it was torrential.
Fuck.
It was amazing. Love it. Get home, you're like, yay, I wore wellies, you're all stupid, I'm not.
Brilliant, brilliant. So that really, like, just torrential downpours just cleans everything off.
Yep.
Nice.
And it also kills a lot of the mosquitoes as well.
Yeah,
which is
good. Like, bastards.
Get a little death to bugs.
I hate mosquitoes.
Although I found out I can deal with all of those. What I can't deal with is big crickets. Spiders, no problem. We've got a couple of tarantulas, one in the bar and one in the stockroom. And the one in the bar just comes and sits on your bottles. And we'll just sit there and you're like, I kind of needed that gin. Do you know what? You're fine. You stay there. Yeah. I'll just stay over here.
You have it. It's fine.
It's all right. Don't need it anyway. But the crickets in my house, I'm like, I scream like a little girl. I'm like, get it out. Because they jump. And I just worked out they fly. So they can actually fly and jump.
Oh my god.
That's not fair.
No, that's not fair.
It's not fair.
They're taking the piss.
They are, with their creepy noising. They're fine outside when you can hear them, but if they're on my face, fuck no. Horrible. So yeah, that's that. Bugs don't like them. It's all ever so exciting.
It does sound it though. It's such a lovely life that you've made. It's good. It's good. I'm really proud of you. Really proud of you.
Thank you.
And you
I'm
created
proud of you
it all yourself.
Well.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
my
so
accomplishments
you,
are nothing,
you
though.
You and your lady. No, they are. Look at how far you've come. And look at how far I've come. And it's amazing. What we did, awesome. Gold stars.
We're the best.
We are indeed.
Oh, this is lovely. It's been such a lovely podcast. I've really enjoyed this one. Oh, beautiful. Thank you very much.
It's got really long now, hasn't it?
It has.
So, yeah.
So I'm going to start. We're going to wrap up the podcast.
Yes.
And then, because I know Ali wants to have a...
You didn't introduce yourself.
Oh, no, I'm going to do that bit later. I edit that in at a later time. I record that separately.
Clever.
Yeah, that bit's easy. And now I've got my own... I've got an intro now. We've got intro music. I've got a theme tune.
I know. I've heard.
Yes.
It's Sophie singing, isn't it?
It is.
She's amazing.
Brilliant. Sophie singing the song and
Ben
playing the guitar.
I knew it would be Ben. I knew it would. I want to say hello to everybody back in Reading. Hello. And I miss you all so, so much. And every day I think about you. And, you know, I hope that you're all well. And do email me and message me and all the rest of it. Keep me up to date with your gossip.
Aww.
That's it.
Oh, lovely.
Thanks, Martin.
No problems. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. I know that Ali wants to have a word with you, so I'm going to pass you over to her in a moment. But yeah, thank you so much for doing this. You are awesome.
Pleasure, treasure.
You are absolutely
so
awesome.
Are you.
Fantastic.
Miss
Thank you very much.
You.
And yeah.
Bye.
Bye.